do we want to zoom in on like Anya and Tiffany and Nara, or do we kind of want to jump to a different thing?
We don't need to play out a full scene, but just kind of what is going on with the people who are in the, like, everyone who was incapacitated, are we able to help them with the assistance of the ship and its better technology? Like, what's up with all of that?
I don't think there's going to be a solution on the ship. I do think that a solution will present itself in a few days unless y'all do something sooner.
If we don't see an easy solution right now, I mean, that's fine. If we don't have results and we know that it will resolve itself in time anyway, because, like, albeit months.
Oh, you don't know that.
But it did last time in the space of months, right? Like, she did eventually wake up. No,
that didn't resolve itself. I guess from your perspective, it resolved itself, but it was Argus actively going in and doing something. Or was it, was it Argus or Anya?
It was Anya.
It was Anya, yes.
Trying to harmonize.
Was I told that that's what was required?
That I don't think happened. So it will just resolve itself as far as Tiffany understands.
She's got a lot on her plate.
Yeah, there are other things. There are definitely other things that are more important.
Well, not more important. It's differently important and need her to attend to specifically.
Differently, and I'm not thinking about how. Yeah, I mean, the way I can do a quick overview is, like, Nara's going to get there to be very confused and try and, like, wake people up. It's not going to go well. But beyond being a little unreasonable, probably just going to, like, stay with people, specifically one person in particular, a thin muscular woman with a sepia skin tone and dark red hair, thick black eyebrows, and a lobe piercing, who was wearing a red jacket and with a hood. I mean, I don't think you've changed them out of their clothes, so is still wearing that. You would learn through Nara that her name is Susie. I don't think you'd learn her full name. You get the sense that this is sort of who Nara goes to for answers. But at this moment, Susie is zonked, as are the rest of the choristers. But yeah, it is kind of just Tiffany and Anya and Ida up to their own devices while Nara, you know, is off in the corner, not really paying attention. I don't know if there's anything you want to do there.
Anya is going to try and reconnect with Mads the same way that worked before, to see if she can't, like, pull them out again.
So is this Anya, like, doing some weird magic while Tiffany and Ida are in the room? Nara's not paying attention, so I'm not counting her.
Mm-hmm. Anya has their forehead against Mads and is just sort of focusing quietly, trying to, like, find that frequency again.
Do you want this to be a role of some sort?
I think it is going to be an investigation, because I think it's trying to figure out if that same feeling of that being has any
right
impact or residual, like, vibe.
Is this the same as before, essentially?
Yes, yeah.
I would say this might be either an analyze, maybe an empathize. I think it's an analyze if you want to frame it as, like, you are trying to figure out what's going on, and empathize if you're trying to understand what's happening to Mads.
Yeah, I think it'd be analyze. I just feel like that's accurate to, like, detecting how that presence is contributing to what's happened to everyone.
Then give me a fortune analyze. Ooh, okay. So not a great start with a one. Investigation, as a reminder, it acts like a gather information. So you do still get to ask a question from your sheet, and you do still increase the clock by two. So you need three more to be at tier two. And what question would you like to ask?
Is there anything of that presence still on any of these people? How are X and Y connected? How is that presence connected to the state that people are in?
And by that presence, what do you mean?
The storm that has something moving through time that, like...
and the state that people are in. Got it.
Yes. Yeah.
I think the way you learn this is that you are trying to connect with Mads. You are putting your head against Mads's head. And I think there is a feeling in you that has been dormant that I think is reminding you of when you are in the woods long ago, when you were in the Linifer woods, when you were being taken over. There is this feeling that you see in Mads that in the way you are approaching it, either visibly or like sensationally, you know that there is a connection of, it's a remnant, like it's an artifact. It's something that was done and then left over. It's not an active process. That, I mean, there is a connection, and how they are connected is whatever this presence is, has been using this state to brighten the anchor that was made when Nara transcended. It's almost like widening the bright, or turning up the brightness a bit, if that makes sense. There's more tethers.
Okay.
Tiffany, what you see is you see Anya, I guess, not quite transcending, but glowing a little bit, just like the faintest hint of like what would be transcendence around Anya as like an aura, but mostly focused around their head where they are touching it to Mads. And if you try to talk to them, they are like unconscious. They can't hear you.
I figured.
If someone else had a scene they want to do, we could jump to that. If it is not directly related, if no one has like a scene directly related to this, I think we should actually like go back and do Encroaching Storm one last time. But I don't want to disrupt if people have connected scenes to what is going on.
I just want to see Argus crying. In the mess cry he made.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah. It's so funny.
Damn.
I can just imagine him just like crying and Anya just like not doing anything, just like watching him cry. Like, and,
so?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You bet your maid now bed in it.
Yeah.
Now bed in it. Yeah. The popular saying.
You sleep your maid now bed in it.
That's it.
That's it. So the way I see it, Encroaching Storm, you have three options. So as a reminder, Encroaching Storm is the custom rule set. You have to do it sometime during obligation or downtime. There are a couple that would only be available to be chosen during obligation, such as a -1d to obligation rules. And the one that is tier 5 that says this must be selected during obligation phase, which leaves three choices, which is bad memory, flashbacks cost +1 stress, meticulous learners gain -1 XP at the end of sessions, and what could go wrong? Engagement rolls start with 0D.
My inclination would be bad memory because we haven't been flashbacking too much, but is that me just kind of metagaming? Maybe a little bit.
Yeah, and that would just even out because I have a thing that like removes a stress, so it would just like break even.
For you.
Well, for you. The rest of us would have it be worse.
Once again,
Argus
this is all
doesn't
about
care
me.
About others. Yeah.
It's all about me, therefore.
I mean, I did use 2 flashbacks in the last mission, so it's not like I haven't used them at all.
Right, so you're done. You've used all of them.
Although, in fairness, it's not unlikely that the finale, where we have months in between the missions, will have lots of opportunity for flashbacks. So maybe it isn't metagaming, because maybe I'm going to start using flashbacks a lot. Maybe it'd be really bad for me to do bad memory. But also, you know, I have +1 on my Eclipse rolls. So, like, what do I care about stress? I can just Trying stress to maximum.
Rally, anything from you?
Hey, I'm just here to party.
Okay, these do impact you.
I know. Let's do it. Let's do the
bad memory. Let's go.
Let's do it.
I'm going to spend so much of this next mission at 9 stress or 8 stress, but like max stress.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or eclipse immediately. Is that good with you, Lou? Bad memory?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Flashbacks cost 1 extra stress. Fantastic. That is the last encroaching storm you will take because this is the last mission. On to the next scene. Who would like to do a scene? If it is a scene that is more than 24 hours later, I have a scene. If it's not, then please somebody go.
We did the one that I wanted to.
Yeah, it's up to the other two to determine. It's up to, really up to Lou mm-hmm. when Argus is going to talk to Tiffany.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would give
it
a day.
Within 24 hours? Okay, so no.
No way. He's gonna go sob in a corner a little more, and then he'll come around.
Oh my god.
And
the soggy,
put his
wet,
big boy
sad
pants
boy.
On. Yeah.
God.
My friend yelled at me because I was being stupid.
Didn't even yell. Anya didn't even yell. Anya was just like, I'm kind of disappointed in you. What do you think
enough.
I would do?
You yeah. hurt me. Well, me hurting you hurts me. Hey,
but yeah. Soggy Argus is great. I love Soggy Argus.
Yeah, Argus is toxic.
Argus.
Your soggy boy.
Oh my god. Okay, well, you know, the next day or two, Tiffany, you come home to Ida in your room, but she, like, one night she's just not there, and she suddenly appears, like, sitting on the floor cross-legged out of nowhere, transcended. And this is, like, late at night, like, after you've come home from, like, all your work, and you are coming home late because, oh boy, is there a lot of work to do on top mm-hmm. of everything else that's going on. Also, I think you have an office now if you want.
I mean, have I have won, like, already? Is it that fast?
24. I mean, it's not exactly a large voting body. You
That's
know
fair.
What I mean? It's like 500 people.
Right. So probably the last day or two has just been this whirlwind of, hey, by the way, you won. Congratulations. Run the city now.
Yeah, essentially. Like, if not the same day, like, someone came to you the morning of whatever this morning is. And so you now know you are in charge. You are, and technically, you are in charge of the Fur Elite, just to be clear.
Yep.
You're in charge of the Fur Elite. That's, like, your official connection to power. That's just boiling in your head that day. And that's the night you come home really late. And Ida just, like, appears out of nowhere in your room, cross-legged on the floor, seemingly meditating. And then comes out of transcendence.
Could you always
you.
Do that?
Do transcend? Yeah.
No, like the teleport thing.
Oh, I wasn't teleporting. But yeah, I could do that since I could first transcend. It's just like removing myself from a type of existence, but still being here.
Oh. You seem to know a lot more about this transcendence thing, which, how does it work?
Oh, right. We should probably start training you.
Right, I guess so. How do you do it?
I think she's gonna sit you down and start coaching you through, like, how to connect to transcendence. You get the sense that these are things that she's learned. Like, there is a structure to what she's going through, as if there's, like, a step-by-step thing that she's learned from somewhere of, like, you know, like, sit down, connect to, like, this vague feeling. She describes it very well, better than I ever could. And, you know, let that come into you. Don't be afraid. Like, it's gonna feel like jumping off a cliff, but don't worry. At least this is how she feels it. It's different for everyone.
Yeah, but I can't.
But you can't, right. Yeah, but you don't
do
it.
I may only transcend when an ally suffers consequences from an action.
And I think at the end of it, she's like, it's okay. You know, it's the first day. Not every... It's... I've been doing this for a decade.
A decade?
Yeah, at least.
Wow, I had no idea. I'm sorry, that sounds hard.
No, I never told you. I'm sorry. There was a lot going on.
It sounds lonely.
You were there for a lot of it, so it wasn't too bad.
But I didn't know, and now I do, and...
I promise I won't keep anything from you again.
Oh, thank you. It's okay, I didn't really mind. I mean, you had your reasons.
It's hard to break the habit. I was raised to hide it.
Raised by whom?
You see, there's a little bit of pain, like a twinge of pain in her face when you ask that. She like bites her cheek a little bit, but she like nods, like she's just like she's gonna answer you, but she needs a moment.
You don't have to say it.
No,
it's okay.
No, it's okay. My parents, they raised me and my brother. They trained us.
Oh, so like you were born to this kind of, but you couldn't always.
Not always, but pretty young. Yeah.
So your parents could too?
They couldn't, but they knew the trainings. It was something that should have been passed down, but I didn't learn everything before I didn't learn everything that they could have taught me, so I have everything that's left of their training. Yeah.
Where did the training come from?
I don't know. I guess from other people in my non.
Hmm.
There was so much I wanted to ask.
There's always more we don't know.
She gets a wry smile. Yeah. But I guess that just means there's more to learn.
That's a good way to think about it.
It's how I think about it when I'm with you. You always make me want to know more.
It was fun back in Terrenial Major. Studying, learning. A lot less stressful. I miss that.
You see, she doesn't nod. She's like hesitant about what you just said. And she goes, yeah. Yeah. We should, we should try this again tomorrow.
Hold, what?
We need to do more of your training.
Again, you're not obliged to say, but...
What?
Well, you really don't agree when I said it was less stressful back in Terrenial Major. I guess that was because you were doing your resistance thing, right?
She blushes. You hit it, like, dead on the nail, right on the head, as she opens her mouth like a fish, trying to say something, and then just nods.
I understand why you didn't tell me, but it's good to know that you're doing that now.
She just nods again.
Now apparently I can transcend too, which is wild. Didn't see that coming.
No, me neither.
I mean, I guess the three people that I'm closest to all could, so maybe... There's some connection there?
I don't know if that's true, but it is weird.
I mean, I know that Argus and Anya couldn't and before I got back from my studies. So it's a relatively new thing for them. I mean, I guess that's... I don't know that for sure. I haven't really talked to them about when it started, but I get the impression it was new.
Huh.
And it's even newer for me.
Well, you definitely are breathtaking when you do transcend, so maybe we could work a little more on trying again. And she gets a little bit more of a real smile on her face.
I mean, Tiffany's in full gay panic mode right now.
Uh-huh. I think we can, like, zoom out at this, but I think she is just going to, like, kiss you and let the night proceed as such. And that is how your night goes after becoming the leader of Fight Song. Uh-huh.
Tiffany's killing it.
Yeah. This is how the rest of your nights go. You come home and start doing training. And I guess it never works, but you do, you feel it. You can just never, it just is, it's just out of your reach. But there's this training that's going on in the background with you and Ida.
Yeah. I'm learning a lot of theory and probably how to apply it. And probably also, like, there is no doubt an amount of physical training just to know what to do with herself when she has the abilities.
Oh, yeah. Whatever physical combat training you saw Argus doing, like, Ida has a kind of combat training that is very different from that, but is very much about, like, agility versus, like, I don't want to say brute force. I don't think Argus is just brute force, but there is a different style of, like, fighting that Ida does.
Yeah.
I think you are being taught.
More kind of grapples and restraints than blows, probably.
Or, like, redirecting, like, blows. So, like, very much, like, if something is coming at you, you know, like...
Like a jiu-jitsu or a judo instead of, like, boxing.
Exactly. I have another scene a couple days later, but obviously, if it sounded like Argus, you needed a day or two to go up to Tiffany. You've had the day or two if you need it.
Yeah, sure. Why don't we do that scene? Where do you want to be, Tiffany?
I mean, Tiffany is in her new office... getting to work.
Oh, no. Oh, this sucks.
She probably has, like, a secretary and a staff growing.
Argus will walk into the office and say, Tiffany, do you think we could speak in private, please?
Oh, sure. Out of character. Is Anya with you?
Did Argus get Anya?
Yeah, sure, yeah, he'll go. He's gonna be so like. I don't even want to play the scene because it's gonna be just so painful and stupid. But like, he would go and ask you to come with him.
Yeah. Does he even ask, or does he just show up and kind of like stand in the doorway?
Oh my god!
I think if he did, Anya would just wait until he spat it out, though. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Exactly. Which again is why I don't want to be at him. It's so God. Stupid.
It's so like, painful.
Yeah.
But you get there.
Hey, you dug your bed. Now great.
I'm like, you dug your bed. You dug your bed, now sleep in it. Yeah. Oh my God.
Private conversation. Yes. I don't need to talk to anyone for at least half an hour. Let me just go let my secretary know not to let anyone in. I have a secretary now.
Is your secretary Leanne?
If she would take the job, absolutely.
I'll think about it. That's not important right now. All right, you let your secretary know.
I have a secretary now. I have a staff now. This is very weird.
Doing it together with other people.
Yeah. Okay. Just for color, I would like to kind of slow time, you know, like as the door closes, once again, we get that kind of little bubble effect of like sound slowing and sounding kind of like we're underwater and slow and low sound.
Oh, yeah. This again. Neat.
Yeah. He just wants to really give Tiffany time because he hasn't really given her that much previously to think and consider this.
And like I think Tiffany visibly relaxes when time slows.
Mm-hmm.
Time has been the greatest luxury of her last few days, I think.
I can imagine. And I bet, yeah, Argus, maybe he's even tried to, you know, approach you previously, but you've just been so, so busy. It's not even been possible. Not that he's tried very hard, but.
But when he's looked. He's looked, oh, like, you're busy, so sorry. Another time.
Oh, you must be so busy. Oh my goodness, I'll come back later.
God damn it.
I couldn't possibly. Anyways.
Yeah, what do you need?
I have a confession to make, Tiffany. I also have something, I guess, to ask you. For a long time, I just give me a second. He rings his hands together for a bit, and
this whole time Anya's just stone faced, like,
yeah. Are you like sitting, standing, like where are you in the?
Anya's standing by the door, sort of like leaning, but clearly like, no, this is your fault. This is your mess. Anya is. I don't think Anya has spoken to Argus at all since that conversation. And I think every time that they've been in the same room, it's just been very clear, like, something is not okay.
Yeah, take as long as you need. You've given us all plenty of time.
I've given you time, Tiffany, but also I've taken something.
I mean, it's probably fine.
No, okay. Okay. Tiffany, I guess you've gathered by now I've been given what some might call a gift of controlling and manipulating time.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing.
It feels that way sometimes, but something else was given to me that feels like something no one should have, but I have it nonetheless, and it's a knowledge of what is or might come to pass. And I had no choice in this.
When did this happen?
Shortly after our first transcendence, I started having these visions, and actually shortly before you arrived
home. When was
home.
That? Anyway, I...
Our first transcendence, that was, it must have been like a year or two before Tiffany came back. Is that correct? We kind of told the story.
Yeah, I think
that
we set it up
vague,
like the winter. There was a bad winter.
Thank you. Right. So not less than 2 years before you came back, maybe a year, within the year. And I was started to have these visions of you.
Oh.
And well, the thing is, I didn't really have a choice in seeing this, and I felt, I still feel no one should know what their future holds for them.
I mean,
but this is something I have now, and I wish to give you a choice that I've been holding, that I've been keeping from you, and that's to ask if you'd like to know what I saw.
I mean, would I like to know what my future holds? Yeah, because if it's good, then I know to work towards it, and if it's bad, I can try and avoid it, right? So, like, yeah.
Is that an in-character,
Mm-hmm. With every single sound effect has been diegetic.
Thank you.
Anya is not especially to the gift comment before. Suddenly it's a gift. Anya is not happy with you.
I don't want to tell the truth. It's true. Well, okay. I wish it were different. I wish that I could tell you that I think all the things you're doing are noble and will bring us somewhere new and exciting. But I think...
Who did you know I was going to become the leader here? That's been wild.
Yes. Not here, but I saw you as a great, and by great I mean in stature, an obvious position, a great leader of a vast army.
Army?
I don't know how else to describe it. It was a mass of people organized with flags and some singular purpose, which I could not see aside from reveling in the smoke that I can still feel in my lungs and the heat of some great fire. Tiffany, I saw a place burning, and I saw you watching. I saw a great shield, a symbol of your group.
Oh. What were we doing?
Let's pause for a second. What were they doing?
How clear do you want it to be?
Let's see. I don't want to know what the place was or
okay,
where they are. But I could know a bit more of like what actions they were actually doing rather than them just surveying the destruction, so to speak. Like,
active siege going on.
An active siege. And they are outside sieging this place.
Sorry, when I say siege, I actually mean invasion.
Invasion.
Like they've broken through.
Okay.
And by they, I do mean what would be Tiffany's forces. And wherever they've come to, there is...
So then maybe I could see her on a ridge or something and seeing just them flowing into the city or something. Through the gates or like through...
Mm-hmm.
You might see her flying in the air since that's the thing she can do, apparently.
Ooh, fuck yeah.
I can imagine that would absolutely be true, yeah, by that point.
Yeah? Okay.
How do you break a siege faster than flying over the defenses?
Yeah. Yeah, do you think Tiffany would actually be involved, or would she be just, like, directing?
I mean, she would mostly be directing, but if she can make the difference, she'd probably do it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, it would be the difference. I think I can give you one more thing that isn't knowing. Like, there is a clear chain of command, or at least there is a clear goal that involves some sort of destruction that involves this city that is currently on fire.
Oh, so like, I can kind of tell that it's not just about invading this place, it is about destroying it in a way. Okay.
And you can tell there is no malicious. It's not malicious. It's just exacting.
I think I understand. Like, I can imagine Tiffany as, like, ascended as Athena being very...
Calculating?
Angry. Yeah, calculated. Like, you know, like, calm, almost, at the destruction, mm-hmm. which is almost, if anything, more scary to...
because to you've seen her like that all the time.
Yeah. I saw orders being given, what seemed like an endless stream of people coming into this city. I saw you commanding them, commanding others to carry out this destruction, and you barely blinked. You weren't angry and you weren't happy. You were just doing it. Just like at party we went to, you changed, you transcend, and you started to fly. You started to rise into the air towards it all, through all that fire and smoke, and that's where I lost you. I don't know what happens next, and frankly, I don't want to see anymore.
Huh. So, let me see if I understand. You saw me at the command of an army, transcended and flying and watching an invasion?
Yes. Commanding an invasion.
Right. And it was definitely me.
Yes, Tiffany, it was you. Definitely. It's like I was there. For all I know, maybe I was.
That's a lot. Why would I command an invasion? You know who we were invading? Anyway.
Tiffany, does it matter?
Maybe?
Maybe?
Tiff? Yeah?
I saw it too, and not all of it. Not all of it. But that's what you might become. And I know you are a good person, but that's what I was afraid of. All that responsibility and power, all that burden warping you into... Now that you know, maybe it can change? Maybe, I mean, does it matter who you're fighting? Does it matter?
I don't know very much about this. I don't know. Do you know when this would be?
I think Anya looks at Argus.
You didn't look much older than you are now, but it could be years, maybe. It could be less.
Okay. It's clear this is a very real concern for the two of you, and you've seen this, and you're very certain it's real. It does feel a little... It's a little hard to swallow. I know you mean it. I know you're being honest. It's just... doesn't feel real?
Yeah, it's kind of nowhere, huh?
Is there any way you could show me?
I'd certainly try.
Do you want this to be an investigation?
Oh, yes. Who would roll?
How are you doing it? It would be you.
Okay.
So it'd be your investigation if you want to use one of your actions for investigation.
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that. This is certainly cool. A confession, right? Could I argue something else?
What would you like to argue?
Actually, it doesn't matter. Now that I look at it, I only have one point in most stuff that would work. So actually, I don't want to argue.
Unless it's defy or conceal. Yeah.
Can I conceal? It's like, I was concealing. I was doing
I don't think that is, yeah.
Let me show you
the truth by concealing. Yeah.
I think confess.
Sounds good. Yeah. So that's a fortune roll.
Fortune roll. Okay. And I can't do any finagling to make this.
During downtime...
No, probably not, eh?
I don't think this is how the rules work, but if you want to spend that link with Tiffany,
I can give you +1.
I'll let you do it. I think it's fun.
With Tiffany.
Yeah. If you want to use up your relationship with Tiffany, I think it's thematic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So one bonus die.
Uh-huh. You get one bonus die. I like that.
Fuck me.
Fuck off.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Ooh, it's a one and a two.
I'm going to disappear into the desert. God. I'm done. after this move, you're never going to see me again. Oh, my God.
Oh, the dice are like Argus. I'm sorry. You cannot avoid this fate. Oh, my God. Okay, so I increased the clock by two, still the investigation clock by two. So you're one away from a tier two, which means you're one away from only taking a minus 1D instead of a minus 2D tier engagement roll. And you get to ask one of your questions without any follow-up. We rarely see follow-up questions during downtime investigations. Mm-hmm. That's just a thing that is true.
Okay.
Shut up.
Bradley, you want to read that? I want you to read that.
Yeah, sure. Instead of showing Tiffany the future, it shows Tiffany all the chances Argus had to tell her in advance and just never fucking took.
Yep.
Oh my God. I mean, hey, here's the thing. Even a one and a two, like it's the minimum success, but it's not like you can fail on an investigation roll. So like,
yeah, this is why I'm asking about the what question. Yeah. You're going to get an answer. It's just, you're not going to get follow up and it's not going to be super like, you don't get to know more than what I give you.
Okay. I need a little guidance here because we are gathering info and it's specifically gathering info about the investigation track, right? So like,
well,
not about Tiffany specifically, it's like about our investigation into the storm or whatever.
Ask your question and I'm pretty positive I can make it connected to the storm.
Icky.
I'm with everything that's going on here, let me tell you, I think I can make it about the storm.
All right. I kind of want to modify this number two and let me know if that's okay, so the second thing on gather info is what really happened here. Rather than the question like being what happened in the vision, like what was happening in the vision, I'm wondering if I can ask what really happened to give Argus the vision in the first place, so to speak. Like, why this specific thing? Like, why would that be given to him?
So what really happens here / happened? And that is in regard to
more about, I guess, his transcendent ability. Like, why was he given, like, more about his abilities, I guess. Why was he, what really happened to give him this gift / curse, this power? Is that? I can think of something else, too, if that's a little too vague or not helpful.
How are you showing, like, how is this connected to showing Tiffany things? There's a connection that I think could work in terms of like showing the future, but I want to know what you're trying to show Tiffany. Is it just the same thing that Anya saw?
Well, he didn't have so much control over what he showed Anya, but he tried to show at least the burning city and stuff. And it was from his perspective. It'd be very interesting to try to Ooh. Put Tiffany in her own shoes to see through her eyes. But at the same time, maybe that's not as helpful. Maybe she wants to see herself. You know, that's more.
I mean, I do like the idea of putting Tiffany in the shoes of future Tiffany. And then being like, why were you given this vision?
Because it almost begs the question, like, was Argus viewing it as just kind of a disembodied, you know, he's just like looking through a window into it? Or was he there in person? And that's why he was like, you know, he was like launched into his future body to see the destruction.
I don't think we need to answer that. I do like that. I don't know if we need to answer
I don't
now,
think we do
but
either.
I do
I'm
like
just,
the idea of launching Tiffany into her body.
Yeah. Again, but that's actually so beside the point of my gather info question still. So,
but I don't know if I can tell you why you got sent back, but I can answer what really happens here by putting Tiffany in the future for a second.
Yes. No, I'd be happy with that. Thank you.
How evil is it if I get Lou and Rally to deafen themselves as I explain what's happening to you, Cam, as you fully understand the situation?
Amazing. amazing.
But that's my vision. I get to know all the things. I don't get to not know things.
I've already muted myself.
Bye. No, it's okay. I'm leaving. Goodbye.
I love this. Okay. All right. Cam, are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm more ready than I've ever been in my life.
Okay, Tiffany. Tiffany, you have been thrust into the future 10 years. You know exactly where you are. It is where you studied for years with Ida. It is Terrenial Major Up in Flames. And you know in your heart, you know that you have to do this for the safety of the world. You know it more than anything. It's worth it. It's worth what will be lost because you're protecting so many more lives. And anyone who tells you otherwise just doesn't understand.
Ooh.
I'm going to let you ask me a follow-up question, and you can't breathe a word of that in a coherent way. I'll let you try to explain, but I need you to roleplay incoherently in explaining it.
Ask me
a follow-up question.
Where is everyone that I love?
Ida is there with you. Anya is not. I don't know if Argus is there or not. I think you don't know that either. You know Anya is not there. You know Ida is with you. And you know that Ida is as resolute as you are. Even if she feels more hesitation, she trusts you more than anything. And she is the one who made sure as many contingencies were in place to save as many lives as possible. Though you cannot save every life, of course.
Of course.
Because the thing that is coming is worse than any army, at least any army you have. You need that army. It's going to be more than you can take on alone.
Oh,
but it is coming
in
10 years, and you need to be prepared in 10 years to fight at Terrenial Major.
Oh, interesting. Oh, I love this. Oh, I love this.
Do you think that this is enough to make Tiffany actually go forward regardless of her friend's intervention to build the army and move towards this reality?
I would say let the rest of the scene play out.
All right. Is it at least somewhat convincing? I need you, just the player, to be like, I need you to be pushing for this a little bit.
Are you actively trying to make me make this happen?
I'm trying to say that I think it you being in the body, in the reality for a moment, you see the logic. It's blurry.
Oh, yeah.
But you see that it's like it's needed. It's like there's no other answer to this. You've thought it through, and anything that would come is too slow. And if you don't do this, you will be overtaken by, I think the words family ring in your head.
Okay. So
you've heard that once before.
Do you want me to walk you through Tiffany's reaction to this, or do you want to see what happens?
I want to see what happens, and it's got to be incoherent enough to not give Argus a follow-up answer, but I trust you and do with that information as you please.
Yep.
Sounds good?
Yeah,
all right,
good.
I'm letting them know to come back. I love that. This is in
back.
The goof brig.
Yeah, what a place to put that.
The very serious conversation. I'm so excited for everyone listening to know, except you two.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's
you'll
how
find
it is.
Out in a year when this air episode, when this episode airs.
Yeah, if you listen
old of
to
you
it.
To assume I'm going to listen to them.
I already know they won't. This is why I'm doing this.
I mean, didn't he listen to just this bit?
It's not that I won't.
That's true.
It's that I'll forget.
Uh-huh.
So I wouldn't even
all
know
right.
to look for it.
Go ahead, Tiffany. You are flashed back into reality where you are now. You've seen what you saw. You felt what you felt. And the three of you are back in this room.
I want you to know my Herculean self-control to not immediately start quoting Lose Yourself when you said flashback to reality.
Ooh.
I want you to know that I was a bigger person and I didn't and I didn't do that.
And instead of saying it, you made a whole bit out of it. Got it. Go
of
ahead.
Course.
Yeah,
of course.
Girl. Argus is like, wait, what? I didn't see.
I think Tiffany physically lurches and like falls to the floor.
Tiff.
Okay. Danger. Oh, so much. Need to do more.
Tiffany, you're here. Come back, like, come back to us, right?
You were there. You were there, right?
No, did you see me?
No. I didn't know where you were. Anya wasn't there at all.
Did you see what I saw?
Fire. City on fire. My doing.
I know it felt real, but you're back here now, okay?
Something's coming. We have 10 years. We have 10 years and we need everything that we can.
I don't like the way you're sounding right now, Tiff. What do you mean?
The army that you saw, that it wasn't enough. More was needed. I don't know why. I don't, but the family. Danger.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Just, there was something more dangerous than that army. I couldn't stop it alone. I don't think it could ever be done. And certainty. Ironclad certainty that I was right. I'm never certain of anything.
Right about what, Tiffany?
Everything that I was doing.
What do you mean?
I believe that raising the army, marching on Terrenial Major, I was certain that was necessary. That to not would be more costly. I knew that.
Mark.
No. But you don't feel like that now, right?
I never want to feel like that. I never want to feel like that. Don't let me get to that.
This is why she had to know.
The two of you, stay close through whatever is going on, and if I start to go down that road, stop me, please. But we also need to prepare.
Prepare for what?
I don't know. Something more dangerous. Something more deadly than I can imagine. But I never, never want to think that condemning hundreds, thousands to death is an acceptable cost.
You've seen your future now, Tiffany. And now you can change it.
I hope so, but I can't just turn my back on everything. We do need to prepare. The danger, I know that was real. I don't know what it was, but it's probably related to whatever thing attacked us the other day.
Then we'll figure it out.
We need to keep on it. We need to work together. We need to stay together. All four of us. I count on you.
I think Anya looks at Argus and walks over and hugs Tiffany without answering.
Tiffany looks comforted and, like, Tiffany did not look at Argus when she asked that question. Tiffany felt Anya's absence. You weren't there, Anya. You left. Or, I mean, maybe you died. I don't know. I don't think. But you weren't there.
What do you...
I think I made a choice and you couldn't. I don't know, but I just... If I ever make a choice that would have you leave, stop me.
Tiffy. I'm here.
Tiffany starts crying in Anya's arms.
And Anya squeezes her tight.
Thank you. Both of you. Argus, thank you so much.
He does not get in on that group hug, but...
Of course not. Uh-huh.
Tiffany looks like she really wants him to.
I know. But honestly, that did not instill any confidence. If anything, Argus... Okay, internal thought, which I will tell you Argus is thinking. He's not going to say out loud. Then he'll say something comforting out loud. But in his head, he's going, yes, Tiffany, I'm going to stay close to you because, you know... If this does come to pass, I'm going to be the one fucking stabbing you in the back. You know, I'm going to take you out before this comes to pass.
To be clear, that was Tiffany specifically asking you for that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And that's... And somehow telepathically, you can hear Argus being like, yeah, buddy. Yeah, girl, I got you.
I think...
Who's the person who stabbed Caesar? You're...
Brutus?
Yes, you're Brutus to Tiffany's Caesar.
But only if Caesar asked Brutus 10 years before, hey, if I dissolve democracy, murder me.
Is it Brutus? A2?
Brute.
A2 Brute.
Brute.
A2 Brutus.
A2 Brutus.
A2 Brutus. How's it going, Brutus?
Ooh, even, yeah, how about, he doesn't go in for the hug, but he does do the, like, very light hand resting on the shoulder, a little too close to the neck for comfort, you know, like,
It comforts her anyway.
Yeah. He does not feel comfort in this moment, but he does feel he does not feel like a responsibility has lifted off of him.
Well, no, unfortunately it hasn't.
Yeah. But I'd end the scene. I'd be happy to end the scene there. Feeling horrible.
Come in feeling horrible, leave feeling horrible.
We love it.
I think with that, if Argus even tries to touch Anya, she's going to leave.
He's not.
Jesus Christ.
Argus, yep. If he's picking up. He can pick up on a few. He's picking up on what you're laying down.
Like, if Anya Tiffany picks up on the animosity between them, she does have words for that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that might be apparent.
What's going on here? Why are you two are, what's going on? Stony silence as neither one of them says a word, okay?
Yeah.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
I've betrayed Anya. It was a betrayal.
I think...
Do either of you say something?
As it hangs in silence, like, Anya just sort of, like, lets go and takes a step back and...
No, hey, let's figure this out.
I don't... He knew. Tiff, he knew. And we can face the future together, but I'm not sure I trust him anymore to be there.
Why not? He knew and now we know.
Yeah, now.
I don't know when else we should have learned. I mean, let's think about it, right? If I had learned before, I probably wouldn't be here now, and my life would be a lot easier. But
yeah,
the city would be, well, without a leader right now, because the only people, well, actually, what if it, oh,
Tiffany.
Wait. It would have Leanne in charge right now.
He knew for such a long time, and I asked time and time again, and yeah, I don't know how things would have changed, but
we're here now. If we don't have each other, then what do we have?
Yeah. And I think Anya sort of like sighs and leaves.
Tiffany will turn to Argus. I trust you. Argus. I'm not upset. I mean, I'm upset about a lot, but not anything you did.
He nods. And he says, Tiffany, you can trust me. I wanted to hold this for you for as long as I could.
I mean, I'm glad to know, and I'd rather you not withhold this kind of thing in the future, but I don't resent you or blame you.
Then I also must tell you, as you've implied, that I won't hesitate if the time comes that to make a very hard choice.
I'm sorry to put that on you. That's too much. But I don't have anyone else.
If anything, it's the least I can do after all of this.
The most anyone could ever ask of you. But tell you what, let's do our best to make sure you don't have to, okay?
Yes.
I don't particularly want to die.
And I don't want to kill you.
I really don't want that. I'll talk to Ida. I'll fill her in.
Maybe not on this part, but I leave that up to you.
I think it's better if she does know. Well, no. Honesty is important. I was thinking she probably wouldn't want you to, but she needs to be on board too. She needs to know that I want to not ever get there, and I'm going to be walking a road that might take me close.
And you want to keep going, don't you?
We need to do something. I don't know what in the short term, in the medium term, I don't know how. We need to bring everyone together to some degree. Something big is coming, Argus, something incomprehensibly big. And we cannot handle it alone. We need as much support as we can. So I can't just stop.
He nods, kind of gulps a big swallow, and okay, then we'll keep going. I need to take a couple of days.
Of course.
But I promise I'll be back.
Good. I'll be here administering to the city with the knowledge that this could lead me to despotism. What the fuck? Sorry.
Try not to think about it too much. Let's kind of
you
a
know
grim
that's
laugh.
The one thing I'm worst yeah. at in the world. Oh, Tiff, don't think too much. What else do I do?
I'll see you soon.
Yeah. Yeah, stay safe.
And he'll walk off.
And the world will keep on turning.
Just like a freneticism of sound ramping up again. Probably adding to your stress.
Not less than like an hour later, Tiffany, you get a knock on your door. On your office door, that's like, do 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 do. Do you answer it? You're not scheduled for a meeting at the moment.
Yeah, but I'll answer it.
You open the door and you see V&V at the door. Beatrice, the taller pastel socialite. What did you socialite? Anarchist.
Pastel goth socialite anarchist, yeah.
Thank you. Says, may we come in?
Of course. Yeah.
And you go to sit down, and they sit down across from you. I think it's just Beatrice who looks at you very seriously and is like, Tiffany, I'm here to ask one time and only one time for you to dissolve your position effective immediately.